Are you grieving? Do you feel like your life could be so much more fulfilling if you could get that heartbreak of things that have happened in the past out of your mind? Well, I'm going to talk with you today with my guest, Rachel Klein, about a conference coming up real soon in the Metro St. Louis area. It's called Healing the Broken Hearted. Rachel Klein is my guest, and Rachel is the family and support recovery pastor for Grace Church St. Louis. Rachel, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Judy, for having me. I really appreciate it.
When you encounter challenges of being brokenhearted, how long does it take to get through them? I know I've gone through those in my life, and sometimes it just takes a whole long time, doesn't it, Rachel?
Yeah, you know, grief is one of those things that to put a timeline on it is really difficult because each person's life experiences and what their loss is can take them in different places. The journeys can be longer for one person than another. If someone knows how to work through their grief and moves forward in a healthy way, it really can help that process. But I really personally don't like putting timelines on someone's grief of when they think they're going to feel better. But if I had to give a person some hope and being able to say, if you want to know when you think you're going to be feeling better, you know, if you're doing the work of grief, going through that journey, a 1 year to, really by the third year of losing someone through death, by that third year, you definitely should be on a really healthy path to feeling that hope is right there. You're doing well. Within a year, you got to get through that first year, Judy. You know, that's always the hardest.
Always
that
hardest.
First year, you know, because you have birthdays and holidays and anniversaries and so many special things that happen within that first year without that loved one. So the first year is always the hardest. And then after that, you know, it starts to feel a little bit better. And by year three, usually a person can be moving forward in that hope and feeling like, okay, I'm getting to a better place. But, you know, again, for some people, it could take longer depending on what that loss was and how it transpired.
Well, as you were talking, Rachel, I was thinking about the families who have gone through divorce. Mm-hmm. So often that could be considered grief of a broken heart as well, couldn't it?
Definitely. Yes, definitely. That's more complicated, especially when there are children in the mix of that. It's a much more complicated type of a grief as far as there are so many dynamics to that, and especially if that ex is still in your life and you're having to deal with some of the struggles of dropping the kids off and there's, you know, some difficulties in that with just, you know, some of that breakup and what caused that, and it can be complicated.
We've been talking about these struggles and how mm-hmm. hard it is to get through being brokenhearted. And Grace Church St. Louis is having a conference. And Rachel, can you give us the detail on when it is, where it is, what it will entail?
Oh, I'd love to. The conference itself will be happening on October the 14th. It's a Saturday. It's a free conference. It's at 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Now, I know that's a long time for somebody to be somewhere, so we'll have a continental breakfast in the morning, just some simple little breakfast foods to get you started. And then we will provide a catered lunch in the afternoon at noon. The whole conference day is set up in a really special way. It's very unique. We'll do a welcome introduction. We have drama. We have music. We have teaching time that we really talk to those that are attending and try to help them learn about that grieving process. And with the lunch. And then there's a small group breakout. They get to go into small groups where they have actually, when they go on to register, they get to tell us what their loss was, what group they would want to go in. If it were losing a spouse sudden or terminal, maybe they lost a family member. If it was due to suicide, we even have a group called Help, I'm Stuck in My Grief. So if you're 3+ years out, you've had your loss, and you just feel like you can't get over the hump of your sadness and your grief, then there's a small group that you can go into that other people are in that same place as you. We have teens in death, teens loss from teens, children in grief. That is like if a mom or a dad passed away, or grandma and grandpa, and you have young children that are grieving their loss, we have a place for them to go and to be able to get help as well. Death of a marriage, loss of a relationship, infant death, newborns, babies, friends, coworkers, you name it, just about any kind of a relationship a person could have with someone. If that person has passed away, we have somewhere for you to go. In that small group, for 1 hour and a half out of the whole day, you get to go in and talk with other people that have a familiar loss like yours, and you get to talk about, tell your story, and get to talk about the person that you lost. So we try to give those that are coming a little bit of everything so it doesn't feel so overwhelming, and so that we can really give them those tools to be able to take home with them. They get a workbook that they'll get to take home that'll have all sorts of really great information. How do I get through the holidays? How do men grieve? How do children grieve? How do teens grieve? What does that look like? How do I go from being so shattered and broken to feeling whole again? Where's the hope? How do I get there? And so we're going to try and help them get to that place.
Healing the Broken Hearted Conference is on October the 14th at Grace Church, St. Louis. Rachel, what's the address there?
2695 Creve-Coeur Mill Road, Maryland Heights, Missouri, 63043.
If you'd like to register, how can people register?
They can go online to gracestl.org/healing.
You've had these conferences over the years, Rachel, and every time you have one, I think, boy, that would be a wonderful thing for probably 60% of the people in our area to attend. Mm-hmm. How many people do you expect to come?
Well, when it's been quite a while since we've done the last conference, like 7 years. And prior to this 7 year of us not doing it, we had done it for 14 years in a row. And at our last conference, we had 125 attend. We're hoping this year that we can reach more people. The reasoning behind, we're just seeing so much loss, so many different types of loss. The suicide rate, as you know, Judy, has really increased, and our hearts are just breaking at the how many young people are taking their lives and what that leaves behind for their families. It just is breaking our heart. And to see so many other people that have lost because of cancer or heart attack or just whatever that loss is, our hearts are just at that place. We want to bring this conference back so that we can help people get through their grief and know that they can get on the other side. You know, Judy, you know my story. I've had loss myself.
I'd love for you to share a little of your story, because I know that that's why these grief conferences started at Grace, because of you and your story.
Yes. At the age of 25, well, I was married at 24, and then at 25, my first husband was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and we went through the next 4 years of him going through chemotherapy and bone marrow transplant. He had radiation treatment, and he passed away at the age of 29. So at 29, I became a widow, and I had no idea how to process all of that, you know. And so it was a very difficult road. And the Lord put very special people in my life to help me get through that heartbreak by, you know, just bringing me to a place that I could understand that the Lord loved me. And I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, and He called me. He called me to this kind of ministry because of my own loss, because I recognized, you know, I had to do a lot of healing myself. I had to do a lot of studying, a lot of reading, a lot of resources that I had to try to figure out what is this grief thing, you know. And I've learned a lot over the years. I've also lost my firstborn. I remarried 3 years after my first husband passed away. I met my husband, now Rick, who will be celebrating 25 years of marriage in October. We lost our first baby. And
Wow,
marrying a child
another
is
deja vu. Wow.
Difficult. very difficult. And, you know, in between there, Judy, I've lost my grandparents. I lost my in-laws to my first husband, one to Alzheimer's, one to a sudden car accident. Grief has been a thing that's been in my life. And so God has given me the opportunity to use what I've learned and the experience in life that I've gone through. And he's shown me how to get on the other side. He's rescued me from my brokenness. And his word really is true. He does come close to the brokenhearted, and he binds up our wounds. He gives us beauty for the ashes and oil of gladness for mourning. He truly does do that. And so I'm a walking, living testimony. People that have come to the grief conferences in the past, you know how I get my volunteers
to
make
the grief
conference happen? There are people that have attended conferences,
wow,
been, you know, where God's moved in their hearts, helped mm-hmm. them. They've gotten on the other side. They've recognized the hope. God's healed their brokenness, and now they want to give back.
Wow.
And so, you know, I want people to know there's hope. There is hope, and there's your heart is broken now, but God will get you on the other side if you allow him to, if you embrace this thing called grief and you walk the journey and you allow people to help you do that, as well as the Lord more than anything. Only he can get you on the other side.
Rachel Klein, Family and Support Recovery Pastor, Grace Church St. Louis, October 14th, is the Healing the Brokenhearted Conference from 8 to 3. Rachel, how can people sign up, or who can they call?
Well, they can sign up at our website at gracestl.org/healing, or they can call here at the church, 314-292-8300, extension 3157.
All right. Again, that phone number is 314-292-8300, extension
3157.
Rachel, thank you so much for
You're
joining
so
today.
Welcome, Judy. Thank you for allowing me to, you know, be able to just share this with your listening audience. It's you know, you and I go back a long way, and I'm so appreciative of all you do. I really want to thank you for that. Your heart is just amazing.
Well, the challenges we face throughout our lives, grief certainly could be a major one that is a stopping roadblock. And we hope that many of you will pick up the phone and call. That number again, 314-292-8300, extension
3157.
Rachel Klein's been my guest. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter.